Welcome to City Talks, a monthly podcast looking at the big issues facing UK cities and the latest thinking in urban policy. I'm your host, Andrew Carter, from the think tank Centre for Cities. I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to this episode of City Minutes. Today, I'm joined by my colleagues, Matthew Coombs, who is the author of a new report from the Centre for Cities called All Cylinders, the Role of Midlands Engine in the UK Economy, and Anthony Breach, and we're going to discuss the main findings and implications of the report. Matt, we're going to start with you. Give us the focus of the report, what we looked at, and why it's important and relevant.
So the debate around levelling up often concentrates on the wide differences between regions and cities across the entire country. But what we actually learn a lot about is how urban Britain is doing, looking at the role of different local economies and actually differences within the regions too. So this report, All Cylinders, we're looking at the urban areas of the Midlands Engine, how they're doing compared to each other, compared to non-urban areas, and how they're doing compared to the rest of the country.
So the Midlands Engine, so a partnership of local authorities across the Midlands, accounts for about 15% of the UK's total employment, but only about 13% of the UK's economic output, which suggests that actually we've got relatively low productivity levels across the area. As the Midlands is such an important part of the national economy, we've decided to investigate this to understand the role that the Midlands urban economies play in the Midlands Engine and the wider national economy.
So we're always trying to look at these sorts of places and how they fit not only into their locality and into their regions, but into the national economy as well. Okay, and you start us off. So let's get into the main findings. What did we actually find when we did the analysis?
So we find that the Midlands Engine's economy is actually largely urban. And despite urban areas accounting for less than 10% of the total land area, they account for 50% of output and 53% of all jobs in the Midlands Engine. The eight cities in the region are distinct economies. So we see little commuting patterns between cities, but one in five workers who lives outside of the Midlands Engine city commutes into the Midlands Engine city to benefit from the higher wages that are on offer in those urban areas. So the geography of the economy also varies by the type of jobs too. When you look at the exporting jobs, so those jobs that trade with other places and bring money into the local economy, such as manufacturing, and service exports, such as software and marketing, different parts of the Midlands Engine have different amounts of these different types of work. So while manufacturing is disproportionately in the hinterlands outside cities and in their suburbs, because it needs more space and cheaper land, service exports, again, those things like software, marketing, and graphic design, are disproportionately concentrated in city centres, as those types of work are willing to pay high prices to access a wide graduate labour market.
But what is sort of important to add to that point is that the Midlands Engine is not reaching its productivity potential. And at the moment, we estimate it's losing out on 18 billion in economic output each year. And importantly, the urban areas account for 89% of this gap. And I mean, this is sort of borne out in the evidence around sectoral productivity. So the Midlands famous for manufacturing, and actually manufacturing is a real regional strength. And it does relatively well in the urban Midlands too, even with a few cities such as Coventry and Telford also overperforming national average. But those service exporters, those things like software and marketing, actually underperform quite significantly across the region and across all the region cities. So per job, service exporters is actually about £70,000 in export, but the British average is £92,000, so it underperforms quite considerably. And that's really where that underperformance lies.
Right. So it's a big, important and complex economy, but it underperforms what we would expect it to, which has local implications, but again, national implications as well. So let's turn then to think about some of those implications of the findings and what that then begins to suggest for policymakers at the national and local level. Matt, you kick us off.
Yeah, so I think what's important to say is that it's the largest cities that are driving the underperformance of the Midlands Engine. Birmingham alone accounts for 10.5 billion of that gap, and Nottingham accounts for another 1.9 billion of that total 18 billion underperformance. So together, these two cities account for 2/3 of the Midlands total output gap. And ultimately, this just is suggesting that it's the urban economies that are not offering the benefits that they should be to high-skilled exporters.
And you wanted to come in on that?
Yeah, so that underperformance of Birmingham and Nottingham really seems to come down largely to the city centres of these two urban areas. So even though Birmingham, as an entire conurbation, is about three times the size of Leeds in terms of its population, the city centre economies of both Leeds and Birmingham are very similar in size. So while Birmingham and Nottingham are successful city centres, they're much smaller than they should be. and limiting the prosperity they generate and the contribution they're making to the wider Midlands engine economy and also the national economy too.
So from a big picture perspective, in terms of implications, you know, the report is very clear that focusing on improving the performance of the urban areas, particularly the bigger urban areas, important not just for those places, but also for the Midlands engine itself. Okay, so let's get into the detail. Give me some of the sort of policy issues or policy recommendations that we put forward in the report, Matt.
Yeah, I think first, we're very clear that policy needs to continue to support in the region's success in manufacturing. Policymakers need to ensure there's plentiful cheap land in the suburbs and the hinterlands, and also with the infrastructure the industrial manufacturing activity needs. It also needs to make sure it's allocating ample sites for new homes to reduce the competition for space between those two uses.
Sure. So second, so I think, you know, from a policy priority perspective, what we see is that addressing the underperformance of the entire Midlands engine, the underperformance of the region's big cities and the city centres, and the underperformance of the service exporting sector are all really the same kind of policy priority. And ensuring that Birmingham and Nottingham are performing at their full potential is not just a good thing for their own residents, but also for non-urban commuters in the non-urban parts of the Midlands engine who are commuting in, but also the national economy as a whole. And improving that means, you know, improving the skills of residents and commuters, both focusing on getting those who currently don't have the equivalent of 5 good GCSEs up to this level using skilled money from the area's allocation in the Shared Prosperity Fund, but also attracting in new graduates who have gone to university elsewhere, but who are looking for new places to work.
Matt, you wanted to come back in.
Yeah, so the third thing is that we also need to stress that there should be some changes to the built environment too. The suburbs of the big cities will have to start shifting towards mid-rise urban form around the train stations to start increasing the efficiency of transport and also to deepen the appeal of city centres to those firms that we're talking about, those service export firms. And this can be done by starting to align those brownfield regeneration funds together with future transport developments. Already Birmingham and Nottingham have got access or getting access to the City Regional Sustainable Transport Settlement. So this should be a top priority for those two cities at the very least.
Yeah, and just finally, I think, you know, thinking more long term about what the future relationship is between local government and Midlands Engine and national governments, we think that the whole region should be looking to strike devolution deals with central government. So in the West Midlands, you know, we've already got the new Trailblazer deal, which has been agreed, which will be coming in soon and delivering benefits for residents and also the wider region. And deeper deals should also be based around sensible economic geographies shaped by those commuting patterns that we were discussing earlier. And the cities without devolution deals should really begin thinking about working on their own devolution deals to reap similar rewards, not just for their own cities, but also in terms of local economic growth as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much to the both of you for a great summary of the report. You can read the full report and all the detail on our website, centrethecities.org. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of City Talks, brought to you by Centre for Cities. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher by searching Centre for Cities. Please rate, review and subscribe if you liked what you heard. You can also follow the Centre on Twitter at Centre for Cities or like us on LinkedIn for the latest updates on what the Centre is up to. If you have any comments on the episode or suggestions for topics we should cover in the future, we'd love to hear from you. Do tweet us or send an email to info@centreforcities.org. The music was from Palace Fires by Johnny Foreigner, used with permission, and all rights are reserved.